Blog Talk Radio. seriously.
Hello, hello, hello. We have been having really some strange, difficult problems going on with Blog Talk Radio today. I don't know if anybody can hear me or not, but we're trying our hardest to make it work. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play some music. Hopefully, we'll hear it. Says I'm on the air, but I hear nothing. Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to try. To continue here to the best of my ability. For those of you who may be out there listening, my Lord, I do apologize for everything that is going wrong. And everything seems to be going wrong. All right, I'm going to try to get Apostle Headings to call in again, and we'll see what happens. Call in again through Messenger. But right now, I'm hearing absolutely nothing. I'm actually going to move this whole thing out to my office. And I'm going to continue to talk because after 25 years of broadcasting, there's one thing that I have learned, and that is nobody likes dead air. That includes me. I do not understand why things are going the way they're going. Except the devil must be really, really upset with us and does not want Randy Headings on the air today. I just don't know for sure. Like I said, I don't know if anything's working or if it's not working. I'm just talking because, well, that's what I've got to do. So I'm going to go out here to my office, and we're going to try to connect one more time and see if we actually hear anything. Okay? I appreciate your patience so very much. Mute the television in my office. I'm trying to do this on three different computers now. So hopefully we will get somewhere. I'm about to find out. Says I'm on the air. Says I've got 36 more minutes. But I hear nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm trying my best right now. All right, I have sound on my computer. Let's see what happens here. Lord Jesus, I just give you praise. I'm very, very thankful that we are such a threat to the enemies of God.
See what happens here.
Well, we do have sound. Now let's see if we can get Randy on here.
I'm very, very thankful that we are such a threat to the enemies of God.
See what happens here. Well, we do have sound. Now let's see if we can get Randy on here.
I'm very, very thankful that we are such a threat to the enemies of God.
See what happens here.
Well, we do have sound. Now let's see if we can get Randy on here. I'm very, very thankful that
Randy, if you're listening, call in. I apologize for all the technical difficulty. Okay, we've got Randy on the air. I believe we're going to be able to go forward after all.
How are you doing, Apostle?
I'm doing fine, brother. Let me turn my volume down over here on this other computer. So we don't have to, I don't have to listen to the play and the feedback. There we go. Now, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Hey, I can hear you, too. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
My goodness gracious, I tell you what. I've never had so much trouble trying to get a radio show on the air as I have had today. Well, yesterday was even worse, but today at least we got through. We only have 34 minutes to do an hour show now, but, you know, we'll just go forward. I have no idea why things happened the way it did. And I do want to tell you right now, Randy, here in the near future, I want to try this again, and we're going to get in a full hour and get to talk about all the things I wanted to talk about and all the things that you wanted to talk about, if that's okay with you, sir.
That'd be great. It'd be great.
All right. Now, Randy, you've been in ministry how many years?
Well, I've been in pastoral ministry and in evangelistic ministry for 20 years now.
And to my understanding, you've seen some pretty wonderful, awesome, supernatural things during your ministry.
Oh, sure, sure. We've experienced God working in supernatural ways since we were called into the ministry. You know, with divine healing and working of miracles, word knowledge, word wisdom. God is he's really moved in the ministry that he has us working in, and we're glad we can be a part of it with him, you know?
Absolutely. You know, someone asked me the other day, you know, this day and age, it seems like there's so many people out there calling themselves apostles, so many people calling themselves prophets, and the truth of the matter is most of them really are not apostles or prophets. Somebody asked me, they said, well, how do you know the difference? I said, well, simple way is signs, miracles, and wonders. And that's why I call you apostle, because you sent me a bio, and I read a lot of things that you had accomplished over the last 20 years, a lot of different miracles, signs, and wonders that has been in your ministry. Could you share a few of those with us?
Well, I mean, you know, where do we start? You know, I mean, we've seen
wherever you want to.
Yeah, we've seen we've seen cancer heal. We've seen common colds heal. Ear infections. Here's what and I do want to back up and digress just a minute when you were talking about the signs of an apostle or a prophet, and it's real clear. I mean, people will doubt things, you know, but in 2 Corinthians 12:12, it says this. It said, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So that's right straight out of the authorized King James Version. Now, it'd be
okay, I've never read the unauthorized one.
Yeah, me either. But, you know, some people kind of kicked up on and hooked up on, you know, which version of the Bible to read. I believe that God can work through any of them, and it's His word and His will and His way. So He'll give us the revelation.
I go with what it says in Timothy. You know, study to show thyself approved, a workman that maybe it's not be ashamed. I use whatever I make. I use them all. I use as many.
Right.
You know, because I want to understand, because there's times I don't understand King James Version.
You know, but, you know, and moving on back into where we were heading is, you know, I want to say that, you know, we saw God do a whole lot of things early on in the ministry. We really didn't know what was going on. We just knew there were things happening. We would pray. We had a... we had a fifth generation girl. I mean, like five generations in a hospital, and in one of the Cox hospitals up in Springfield, Missouri. I can't remember whether it was north or south. It's been too long ago, but this young girl couldn't rotate her head on her neck. She could only look straight ahead because she had a big tumor on her neck, and they had already done a biopsy on it and done, you know, X-rays and determined that thing was a malignant tumor, and they actually saw tentacles coming out of it, wrapping around the spinal cord, which at her neck, which was causing her not to be able to turn her head. The doctor that she was seeing, the surgeon, the oncologist, was he was atheist, and he had operated on one of our church members, and he had watched God move in the life of that fellow. So he was talking to the family and giving them all the doom and gloom of what was going to happen, you know, and how long this surgery was going to take. And my wife and I had been asked to go and pray for this little girl because the church she went to didn't have a pastor. And we went in and prayed for her. But when we walked in the door, the doctor stopped and he said, and then there's those folks, and I don't really know what they represent. But we prayed for that little girl, and she went into surgery, and when they run the incision to take that tumor out, it came out, and it was like a big egg. No tentacles or nothing else, and it was benign. And that was after all the tests had been done. So, and it took them about 30 minutes to do that procedure where they were talking about 5 or 6 hours, perhaps. So, you know, we saw that happen in the face of four generations prior to her, you know, waiting in that waiting room. There was a young 13-year-old boy down in Mexico, and in Mexico they don't have health system like we have here, health care programs for people who are indigent. So we were down there and we were ministering and you know, in the word, and then, you know, the Bible says that God will confirm his word through signs and wonders. He's not obligated to confirm mine or yours, but he is obligated to confirm his, right? So we were down there ministering, and this young boy came up, and he couldn't bend over probably 15, 20 degrees. His back was hurt. His dad had abandoned him and his mother and his little brother when they were real young, and he was doing the work of a grown man, and he had hurt himself and hurt his back. And he came up, and while I was praying for him, I literally felt him growing where his back was straightened out. And when we got done praying for him, we just told him, the Lord said, bend over and touch your toes. And he kind of shrugged his shoulders and bent over, and he put his hands flat on the floor.
Wow.
But when he came up running. So, you know. In that time in Mexico, we saw people, healed. We saw people mostly, you know, where we really got blessed is when people got spiritually healed and were saved, you know, come to the point of salvation. But, and that's a big healing process. But we saw, you know, people who had gallbladder problems, their gallbladders, were healed. We it's one miracle after another. There was a young man we prayed for that had a hole in his heart, that the hole in his heart closed up. And he was a young fellow, about 11 years old. And a lot of these, when you leave, you don't know what's going on, but the pastor came up to visit with us about 6 months later, and he was giving testimony to the medical proof that had been given to these people on their healings. So, we watched that, but we had been, you know, we had been operating in that realm for a while. We really, you know, a lot of times, you know, you just don't, I didn't understand what God was doing. You know, I knew he was doing something, but I didn't know to what magnitude. And we came back and we were actually sitting in a little restaurant, Skillet's restaurant in early Texas, and there was an evangelist and his wife, and myself and another preacher and his wife came in, and we were talking about the power of God moving in Mexico. And this fella came in that was had been there preaching a revival, and he began to talk to me and reveal some things to me about my own physical needs. And sitting in Skillet's restaurant, I received four miracles of healing, for one for my ears, one for my eye, one for my back, and one for both of my knees. In the middle of a restaurant, we were just sitting there talking, but the waitresses just kept walking back and forth. But, it was like I was sharing with you the other day that there was a point in time that I had what I called my Oral Roberts moment, because what I believed would happen changed from belief to pure out confidence that I know it happens,
yes.
For healings and miracles. And I want to give the guy due that God used that day, because a lot of people will know his name if they hear it, and that's Dr. Maurice Scalar. He actually was the residential violinist for Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, and he was the residential violinist for Benny Hinn Crusades. So he's been all over the place, and he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But what a guy!
Just happened to show up that day, huh?
It just happened. The Lord had him come right by, and in his words to me was, I had one more place to minister. The Lord told me I had one more place to minister today before I went back to Tulsa. He said, I guess I found it. So, I'm so thankful to people like Maurice Scalar who are obedient and not shy, in public places about the gospel of Christ,
Over the years, I've actually received healings, some from people laying hands on me. Once my hearing got healed, wasn't in church. In fact, I was watching Ted Shuttlesworth Sr. on my computer, and he was praying for somebody, and he said, well, when I pray, your ears are going to pop. And when he said that, my ears popped, and I haven't had a problem with my hearing since. You never know what God's going to do. You just never know. I do know one thing, though. It is his will for people to be healed. Now, I have no idea, because of the technical difficulties that we're having today, if there's even anybody listening. But if there's anybody listening and you want prayer, I am sure that myself and Apostle Randy will also be willing to pray for you. So feel free to call in. And if it don't happen, I tell you what we're going to do, Randy. We're going to do this program. We're going to run it right, and it's going to start correctly, because I'm going to get a hold of Blog Talk Radio and find out why they were disconnecting us so much.
Right. Yeah. Well, God is good. God is good, and I'm thankful for the things that He does for each and every one of us every day. I'm thankful for the fact that He gets me up out of bed every day. We had a lady in Bude, Mississippi, and she was having trouble with her feet. The pads inside of her feet were gone, and they had put her in a wheelchair because she couldn't bear to walk.
Uh-huh.
And we went up there one Saturday before their homecoming the next morning, and went into the house and just ministered to her. And all we did was talk about the scriptures. This tells you how powerful the Word of God is. This is not anything we really did. We just spoke the Word. And when we got ready to pray for her, I had my wife to take her feet. And my wife went down there, and she knelt down, and she took the lady's shoes off, put them on the floor, and she held her feet up. And the lady told me, she said, the whole time that you guys have been talking about the scriptures, she said, I've had something going all up and down the inside of my leg. And I said, really? She said, yeah. And I said, well, you're getting your healing. And we ministered to her. We prayed for her. And my wife put her feet back on the floor and grabbed her by the hands and helped her stand up. And the woman had no pain. And she's been out of that wheelchair ever since.
Praise Jesus.
You know, we look at those things, but we were invited to come up and preach in a Brush Arbor revival that spring, and there was a man there that had a tree that had fallen on his leg, and he was in his 70s, and his right leg was 2.5 inches shorter, had a titanium rod in it. And just to show you that it's not us. I had another preacher to come up that did not even believe in divine healing or the working of miracles. He believed that the gifts of the Spirit ceased at the passing away of the apostles and the prophets. And I had him hold this guy's feet out, his legs straight out, had him pray for him. Actually, I told him to command the guy's leg to grow in the name of Jesus, and he wouldn't do that, but he hung his head and started praying and asking the Lord to do that. And as he was praying, that man's leg began to grow. And there was a fellow standing behind the man that was in the chair watching that leg. And when this fellow quit praying and he lifted his head and opened his eyes, he looked at this guy's legs, and they were equal length. You know, and we're talking titanium rod.
That's awesome.
And it was obvious, 2.5 inches. And the next time that I heard anything about that guy, he was out doing a walk to Emmaus. So walk to Emmaus is something that it's a walk that the Methodist Church sponsors,
okay,
to help us, help relationship with Christ and promotes that relationship, know who you're talking to. And so we've had that happen. And then we had a lady that we went over and did a wedding on the bank of a bayou at their home. And she had been deaf in one ear since, I think she said, 1989, and this was in, this was in 2007, maybe 2008, but she could not hear out of her, through her left ear. The doctor told her hearing aid would not do her any good. Her eardrum was totally, totally gone, and we ministered to her for that hearing, spoke to that spirit of deafness to come out. And by the way, you don't have to yell at that spirit of deafness,
No,
it can hear just
well.
Fine. Yeah, it can hear.
Yeah,
hears just fine. But we commanded that spirit of deafness to leave. And then I don't know why, but everybody just stood there real quiet, And I asked her, I said, can you hear? She said, I think so. Well, give me your phone. So I gave her my old phone, my old flip phone. And she dialed her husband. And when that phone started ringing back in her ear, she started crying because she could hear.
Praise Jesus.
It, the doctor said it never happened, and it happened. Whose report you going to believe?
Got that right.
It's amazing. My friend and buddy in the ministry, old brother Tony Kemp.
Yeah, I know who Tony Kemp is.
He often tells him when he's praying for him, he says, if you get healed, it ain't my fault. If you don't get healed, it ain't my fault. I need to
take this moment to plug Reverend Stan Schell.
Sure.
The Healing Light Show was his creation, and I just want to take a moment to thank him for allowing us to do this program. And I also want to mention that he also has, if you have Ruco TV, you have that live streaming Ruko TV, there's a channel on there called the Healing Light Channel. And on that channel, you'll see Reverend Stan and a lot of other people. In fact, when the miracles started increasing in my life back in May, I spent a lot of time watching his channel because there was a lot of people doing healings. And I wanted to see what we need to do to get healing done. I found out that all you have to do is believe in the Holy Spirit and have the state of mind that knowing that when you command it, that Jesus has already given us authority to do this. And but I did want to mention that because I promised I would. Anyhow, I'll take it back to you, Randy.
Well, you know, Apostle, the cool thing about healing is that that God's declared it. You know, all we're doing is repeating what he's already declared. And,
that's right.
You know, and you know, God's not going to, he's not going to lie. You know, there's, you know, pastors across the globe for years have made up excuses for God why things
why
don't happen.
You. Yeah.
You know, I've heard them all. You know, your faith is not strong enough.
Has nothing to do with it.
You know, my response to that was, how much faith did Lazarus have, or Eutychus, or Dorcas?
That's right.
You know, or Jairus' daughter. They were all dead. They didn't have any faith.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word to heal us, to prevent us
right.
from our destruction. And then in the
right.
book of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God. You
mm-hmm.
put those two verses together, and you know what you got? Jesus.
That's
he
right.
He is the Word. He is the one who does the healing. You and I, neither one of us, have an iota of healing power in our bodies in any way, shape, manner, or form. But yet, because we have chosen to believe the Word of God over, yeah, let me say this without being rude. I'm going to go ahead and just say it the way I'm thinking it. Instead of over stupid theologies and excuses for why God doesn't do things, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. I believe everybody has the authority given to them by the name of Jesus Christ to command healing. Not everybody does it, and I know some people have the gift of healing, which is a little different. I know you have the gift of healing, I have the gift of healing, Tony Kemp has the gift of healing, but the point of the matter is, it all still belongs to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only one who can heal us. Sorry, I didn't mean to go into preacher mode, but sometimes I just can't help myself.
Well, you know, if we get arrogant, you know, the Lord's got a way to humble us, you know.
That's
so,
true.
You know, we always have to be mindful of the fact that we, you know, we don't control who God heals. We just are an instrument for how God does heal at times. And,
amen.
And you know, I believe that we have to be, you know, we can't be crazy enough to think we can go up and empty the hospital out, because that's not going to happen. I shared with you that you know, we hang our hat a lot on James 5, 14 and 15. You know, is any among you sick? But in verse 13, the preceding verses, is any among you afflicted? And, you know, the scripture is very plain. It says, if, you know, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him from them all. He didn't say man could do that. He said God does that. Okay, and but he gives you a you know, the remedy. He tells you to, you know, he says, "Is any among you afflicted?" He said, "Let him pray. Let him praise God. Let him be merry." Right, and you know, if we do those things, and we just move on through it, God will deliver us from that affliction. And if, you know, if we, you know, if you got somebody that's sick, then, you know, the Bible says, are there any sick among you, right? Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Okay? Let them anoint you with oil, you know? So here we got one word in common between them two verses, and it's him. And we know that that's not gender specific when we're dealing with God's people, but is, you know, it's that individual. Let that individual praise God. Let that individual call for the elders of the church. And what the Lord revealed to me was that the reason that we don't see a lot of sickness, or what we perceive to be sickness, healed in the churches is really not sickness, it's affliction.
Yes, there's a difference.
And we as people, children of God, ambassadors to the kingdom of God, have the authority to cast out, you know, spirits of infirmity to help somebody get beyond sickness and be delivered and made whole. But we don't have that authority to deal with affliction. That's got to be done with the person between them and God. You know,
yes, sir.
And I learned that because I did something in disobedience that the Lord told me not to do, and I ended up finding myself in a bed for 3 days, seeking God, trying to find out what was going on, and he took me to that scripture. And after I repented for what I did, then at that point, the Lord healed me. He delivered me from that affliction. So,
yes.
A lot of what goes on in our life is not necessarily sickness. It could be an affliction that we're going through.
Unfortunately, we're running short on time, and I do want to say something and get your opinion about it. I have noticed that things are changing very quickly in the supernatural realm. I come up old school. I used to believe we had to put oil on them and pray for them to get them healed. And I saw several miracles in the first 30 years of my life. I probably saw 25, but in the last 4 months, I've seen well over 215 miracles happen. And I believe it's because time is getting very short. I believe Jesus is returning sooner than most of us have any idea. And I have noticed that it's not necessary to do a lot of things that I used to think I had to do. You know, I don't have to lay hands on people. I don't have to put oil on them. I can just do it over the telephone, do it over the internet. And in fact, most of those 215 miracles I have seen have been over the internet and over the telephone. You know, I had one today. Awesome. So God is not limited. In fact, I think he's expanding. I have a friend not 10 miles from me. He is seeing the same kind of miracles I'm seeing, the same kind of outcomes, and it's amazing to me. And I want to know, before we run out of time here, what your opinion of that is.
Well, we saw that 20 years ago. You know, people would call us from Mexico, and we would pray for them, and they would get healed. Here's the one thing that I know about God. The Bible says his arm is not short. You know, he can touch anybody he wants to, anywhere he wants to. All we have to do is ask. And, you know, he knows exactly where everybody's at. And you know, are things picking up? I believe, the church hung their hat on a lot of tradition. Ministers hung their hat on a lot of tradition. Oil's not a necessary thing to anoint somebody with, because the oil is really a symbol of the Holy Spirit. It's symbology.
So point of contact.
You know, point of contact. So when you're dealing with the Holy Spirit in a healing situation, then he is in fact the oil. So, you know, and there's been plenty of people I prayed for from across the church, you know, just pointed at them and prayed for them that the Lord has healed. And, you know, I never had to touch them. So,
yes, sir.
You know, it's not us, it's not our impartation that matters, it's the impartation that the Holy Spirit carries with him.
I agree 100%.
But I do believe that the new wine is being made, you know. You know, I think, you know, it goes to John 2, you know, why did you save the best wine for last? You know, we're seeing the Holy Spirit move now in ways that we hadn't seen. It may be because people are desperate, but you know, it may be because the devil's fighting so hard and the Lord's saying, hey, look, I'm still in charge. You know, I don't know what the reason is, but I know this. We just have to continue to give God the glory and keep moving forward, you know?
That's right. Absolutely correct, my friend. Well, Randy, I want to thank you so very much for being patient and sticking and having the tenacity to hang in there while we were going through such difficult technical problems today. I really, really, really want to invite you back. I want to do a full program with you. This program right now has been excellent. I love everything you've said. I just really, really, truly appreciate you. And so I'm going to ask you right now to come back. I know you're going to say yes, or otherwise I'll have to come in there and get you. but I want to thank Stan Schell once again for allowing us to have this program. And I want to once again thank you, Apostle Randy Headings, for being such a wonderful guest. But as I said, we are running out of time. I do have to mention that, folks, we have to pay for this program. If anybody out there has the heart to give to the ministry, just go to Healing Light Show on Facebook, and there's a spot there where you can donate, and it goes to Healing Light Ministry. I don't normally ask for money, but it's not my ministry. It's somebody else's. I'm just the guest host. And I guess we're going to have to end the program now. Randy, thanks again. We're going to end the program with a song, if I can get it to work. This is a friend of mine that I've prayed for. This girl's got such an awesome voice, and I ask everybody to join in prayer. She still needs healing. And we continue to pray for her healing. And this is Nicole Willard called I Will.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll come on.
Meet you in the shadow.
Bye, folks. Thanks a lot.
I will. I'll meet you in the wildest of your dreams. I will. Winter's gone, spring is now coming, my love. When you feel you're done, you're still not sing you the song. I whisper, wait, hold my love now, wait.
Thank you
again. When you are thinking
we're definitely going to have to do it again. I want
you the hardest that you can keep.
So we'll do it again and get it done right this next time.
I know it feels wrong. Trust me, I'll right every wrong.
I'm going to, in about 5 minutes, I'll be able to listen to the program. At that point in time, I'll know if it's got dead air in it or not. And if it does, I'm not going to promote it. Set it up. Okay. All right, brother. Thank you so very much. Thank you.